Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Cook Everything. Completely Revised 20th Anniversary Edition by Mark Bittman is a broad, practical cookbook that aims to function as an all-purpose kitchen reference for everyday home cooking. Originally known for its clear, minimalist approach, this updated edition refreshes core recipes and guidance for contemporary kitchens while keeping the central promise help readers make great food with straightforward methods and widely available ingredients. The revision emphasizes usability, with recipes written to be followed confidently, plus ideas for variations that encourage flexibility rather than rigid rule-following. A notable change is the addition of full-color photography, which supports learning and menu planning. The book also reflects modern ingredient awareness, including updated discussions of whole grains, produce, alternative baking staples, and sustainable seafood. More than a collection of dishes, it is designed to teach essential techniques and decision-making so readers can cook a wide range of meals, from simple staples to more ambitious projects, with less stress and more independence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a foundation in core techniques. Not just recipes, a defining strength of How to Cook Everything is that it treats cooking as a learnable set of skills rather than a performance. The book supports readers in building a foundation of techniques that transfer across cuisines and ingredients, instead of assuming prior knowledge. It typically explains what to do and why it matters, helping cooks understand basic processes like sauteing, roasting, braising, grilling, and simmering. This technique-first orientation reduces intimidation because once a reader understands how heat, time, and seasoning interact, they can solve problems in real time. It also makes the book useful long after a single recipe is cooked once, since the same method can be applied to vegetables, meats, seafood, grains, and legumes with minor adjustments. The revised edition reinforces this practical, instructional role by modernizing recipes and improving usability, so the guidance is easier to apply on a busy weeknight. For beginners, this approach builds confidence quickly. For experienced cooks, it serves as a reliable refresher and a way to sanity check proportions, steps, and don't-miss cues without resorting to overly fussy or specialized instructions. Secondly, minimalist recipe design that invites flexibility. Bittman is widely associated with a minimalist cooking philosophy. Keep ingredient lists sensible, focus on solid technique, and avoid complexity that does not improve results. In this book, that mindset appears in recipes that prioritize clarity and adaptability, rather than presenting every dish as a fixed script. The book commonly provides variations and options, encouraging readers to swap flavors, adjust components, and work with what they have. This is especially valuable for home cooks who shop seasonally, cook for different dietary preferences, or simply want to make dinner without chasing obscure ingredients. The 20th anniversary revision maintains this hallmark style and updates recipes to feel current, so readers can rely on familiar classics while also finding approaches that match contemporary tastes and pantry realities. The variation-centered format also teaches a deeper lesson once you learn the structure of a dish. You can generate many versions without needing a new recipe each time. That makes the book function like a cooking toolkit, helping readers become more independent and creative. The result is a reference that supports both strict following when needed and improvisation when desired. Thirdly, comprehensive coverage for everyday cooking needs. As an all-purpose cookbook, How to Cook Everything is designed to cover a wide range of dishes and situations, from basic staples to more involved meals. Its value comes from breadth combined with practical detail, so a cook can turn to it for guidance on common ingredients, standard preparations, and reliable outcomes. This comprehensive scope is one reason many readers treat it as a primary kitchen companion rather than a niche or theme cookbook. The revised edition positions itself for a new generation of cooks by modernizing selections and improving navigation and usability, making it easier to locate what you need and apply it quickly. Importantly, the book aims to keep the barrier to entry low, so the coverage does not require specialized equipment or restaurant-level technique to be useful. At the same time, the range is large enough to support growth, letting readers move from basics into more advanced preparations as their comfort increases. This balance helps the book serve multiple roles: a starter guide for people learning to cook, a dependable reference for regular meal planning, and a brainstorming resource when you want to cook from a general idea rather than a strict menu. Fourthly, updated ingredient guidance for modern kitchens. One of the key reasons to choose the 20th anniversary edition is its refreshed approach to ingredients and the realities of present-day cooking. The revision includes updated information on areas that have changed significantly in mainstream home kitchens, such as broader use of whole grains, evolving produce availability, alternative baking staples, and a more conscientious view of seafood choices. This kind of guidance matters because ingredients shape both flavor and decision-making how you shop, what you keep in the pantry, and how you substitute when you cannot find a specific item. By addressing these topics within a general reference cookbook, the book helps readers make better everyday choices without turning the experience into a lecture. It also supports cooks who want to align meals with current preferences, including health-conscious habits and a more sustainability-aware mindset, while still focusing on good taste and practicality. Because the book is not limited to one dietary identity, the ingredient discussions function as flexible support rather than restrictive rules. For readers, the benefit is a reference that feels current and realistic, reflecting what many people actually see in stores and how they want to cook now. Lastly, improved usability and the addition of color photography. Cookbook usefulness is not only about what is included, but also how easily it can be used during real cooking. This edition emphasizes usability, meaning the organization, clarity, and presentation are designed to help readers succeed while their hands are busy and time is limited. The addition of full-color photography for the first time in this title is an important upgrade, especially for visual learners who benefit from seeing what a finished dish or key step should look like. Photos can reduce uncertainty about doneness, texture, and expected appearance, which is often where new cooks lose confidence. Better usability also supports experienced cooks by making it faster to scan a recipe, confirm proportions, and spot optional variations. This matters in a large, comprehensive volume, where readers may otherwise feel overwhelmed by sheer amount of material. While the book remains substantial, the combination of modernized recipes, clearer guidance, and visual support helps it function more smoothly as an everyday reference rather than a special occasion book. In practice, these design choices make it easier to return to the book repeatedly, turning it into a long-term kitchen tool rather than a one-time read. In conclusion, How to Cook Everything. Completely revised 20th Anniversary Edition is best suited to home cooks who want one dependable book that can answer most everyday cooking questions and provide a wide range of reliable meals. Beginners gain a structured pathway into cooking because the recipes and explanations emphasize fundamentals, clear steps, and confidence-building flexibility. Intermediate and experienced cooks benefit from having a broad reference that supports improvisation, offers variations, and provides quick confirmation when you need a baseline method for a familiar ingredient or dish. The practical payoff is significant. You can cook more often, waste less food by learning substitution patterns, and develop the ability to plan meals based on technique and pantry staples rather than constant recipe hunting. Compared with highly specialized cookbooks that focus on one cuisine, one diet, or one trend, this book stands out for its breadth and its teaching orientation. It aims to make cooking feel approachable and enjoyable, not performative, while staying aligned with modern ingredient realities through updates on whole grains, alternative baking, and sustainable seafood awareness. The inclusion of color photography and an emphasis on usability further distinguish this edition, making a long-trusted reference feel more accessible for contemporary kitchens. If you would like to support Mark Bittman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.